Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: توقوا البرد في أوله وتلقوه في آخره، فإنه يفعل في الأبدان كفعله في الأشجار، أوله يحرق وآخره يورق.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Guard against cold in its seasonal beginning and welcome it towards its end, because it affects bodies in the same way as it affects plants. In the beginning, it destroys them, but in the end, it gives them fresh leaves."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly talking about the universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Of course, the beautiful and universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam encompasses various different attributes, various different qualities, and these behaviors and manners and sayings and actions, which in reality are sourced in the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his household. And of course, this being sourced in the Holy Quran and in the pure Muhammadan Islam, of course, which was given to humanity by the Almighty Allah in order to perfect humanity and take humanity towards prosperity and salvation. Now, because we find that history really has not done justice towards Imam Ali alayhi salam, and neither did the people of Imam Ali's era nor the people of the current era have they done justice towards the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We had decided, in order to encourage the listeners to go towards the universal persona of Imam Ali and do some research into this universal persona, we bring forth traditions from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, which of course encourage us to love Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in many of the programs and the episodes, we have found to the extent where one being able to go to paradise or one end up being in hell depends upon the love and the enmity of Imam Ali alayhi salam. These two things are the measure, and they decide which way one will go. There's an interesting narration that Abdullah ibn Umar, he quotes the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, as saying something very profound. He says that the Messenger of Allah says that whoever loves Imam Ali, Allah Almighty will accept their prayer, he will accept their fast, that he will accept their good deeds, and he will answer their prayers. What's really amazing here is that, again, we find this emphasis for the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And of course, this emphasis is not merely just loving Imam Ali alayhi salam, for as we have said in many of our programs, and we continue to talk about this in order to really create a foundation within the minds and the hearts and the souls of the listeners, that loving somebody also entails obedience and action. So even when it comes to Almighty Allah, if we truly love Allah, we obey the Almighty Allah. Even when it comes to our parents, if we love our parents, we obey our parents. And if we disobey our parents, then in reality, that means that there is a problem in our love for our parents. And here, not only is it being said that loving Imam Ali is necessary and important, but matter of fact, it is the criteria for the acceptance of not only one's prayers, but also one's fasting, one's good deeds, and the answering of one's prayers. So following the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is what we have been doing in our programs, will lead really to the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and vice versa, the love for Imam Ali will lead towards one wanting to find out about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it is this love and this obedience which leads to the acceptance of our prayers, our fasting, our good deeds, and our prayers being answered. A truly profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Madar Jaan Girami Fidae Naam Ali
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
When the personality of Amir al-Mu'minin is recognized, he is present. كل صبح وكل شراب أيام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In this program I would like to talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen not that much from the historical point of view but I would like to share with you some of his words about himself in Nahj al-Balagha Ali in the words of Ali You know, in right in the beginning, Muawiyah, basically to provoke him, started praising Rasulullah. That, you know, Alhamdulillah, we had Rasul in our tribe of Quraysh and this and that. He was this and he was that. And after him, you know, we had the Khulafa. He mentions one, then the second and the third and their accomplishments. This was all done in order to provoke Ali against the Khulafa. And Amir al-Mu'mineen knew. His motivations. So he now responds to him, and this is in letter number 28 in Nahj al-Balagha, where first Amir al-Mu'mineen says, I'm really surprised and, you know, amazed by you, Muawiyah. You are describing the virtues of Rasulullah to me. You and your father were the bitter enemies of Rasulullah. I am the cousin of Rasul. I have been raised by Rasul from age 5 onwards. I am his son-in-law. You are describing the virtues of Rasulullah to me, who is part of his family. I am part of Rasul. And so, you know, you don't realize that, you know, whom you are talking to. And number two, as far as the Khulafa is concerned, he says, and this is where Ali puts him down, really. He says, since when have these slaves and the sons of the slaves, the freed slaves, have been given the right to grade the khulafa, the companions, and to say who is afzal and who is mafzul, who is superior, who is inferior. And Ali is actually reminding Muawiyah that you and your father were technically the slaves of Rasulullah in the conquest of Mecca. Rasul made you free. And so Ali is saying, you know, who has given the right to the freed slave? You know, to grade the position of the companions of Rasulullah, who is better and who is superior and who is inferior. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen starts talking about his family, the Ahlul Bayt. He talks about different, he talks about Hazrat Hamza, he talks about Ja'far al-Tayyar, he talks about Bibi Fatima, he talks about Hassan and Hussein. And then, this is where he doesn't talk about himself. This whole issue, he's restrained by the akhlaq of Islam, of not talking about himself. And this is what he says, وَلَوْلَ مَا نَحَلَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مِنْ تَزْكِيَةِ الْمَرْءِ نَفْسُهُ If Allah had not forbidden self-praise, لَزَكَرَ زَاكِرٌ فَضَائِلَ جَمَّا Then I, the writer, would have written so many distinctions that I have that the believers fully know about them and no ears of anyone will be able to reject them. He says, but Allah's command not to praise yourself has restrained me. And so I'm not really talking about myself, rather he's talking about more about the family. As far as himself is concerned, and of course he includes the family, the imams, but he says, I will just tell you one thing, nothing more than that. فَإِنَّ صَنَايَ رَبِّنَا وَالنَّاسُ بَعْدُ صَنَايَ لَنَا We are the direct recipients of the favors of our Lord, while others, the rest of the people, receive favor through us.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.